G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
There is something new that's happening in parks and at the beach and potentially in towns everywhere and in cities all over Australia that will be an inspiration for Christians throughout the whole nation of Australia, perhaps even then through the world. There is one particular musician doing open park worship in the city of Brisbane. Nathan Fawcett is a musician and worshipper and is a recording artist. His focus is on open pop-up worship and reaching the lost with the Christian gospel. Nathan is joining us. Nathan, welcome along to 2020.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Hey, Nathan. What is it that inspires you with pop-up worship?
I think the first time my friend mentioned this to me, I didn't really catch it, to be honest. I didn't catch it until probably three conversations in, and I began to see what his heart was for this. My friend Jordan Mullen. He began to unpack the heart of this thing. It's not a logo. It's not an ego. There's no way we can get famous from this because it's really bigger than just a ministry. It has to take on the whole body of Christ. So I'm so excited. I think the most exciting part of it is that this is something that's going to release hundreds and thousands of people into the ministry.
Now, do you feel like when you're in the park or on the street, do you feel like you're busking? You know, a lot of people do busking and they're out there to, you know, strum a guitar and people throw coins. Does it feel a bit like that?
Well, at start, the first one we did, it did feel like that. There was actually a couple that were having lunch there with their children, and they came and introduced themselves as they saw us pulling their guitars out and the drums, and they said, hey, can we just sit down and watch this? And so we didn't budge. We just said, yes, absolutely. Come and join us. And we began to worship. And they would have stayed there for 10, 15 minutes enjoying this worship before they left. But the thing that happens while we're out there, when we're worshiping in front of people, it's not just a cover song. It's you're glorifying the Father in the field in front of people. There's something significant about it that breaks the fear off the body. It's amazing.
I almost get the impression there's old images, and some listeners will appreciate the idea of a little bit like the flower power era, the Jesus people sitting around in the park yeah. strumming a guitar. Now, I'm not sure whether that's an image that's in your mind, but what do you look like when you're in a park and you've got your guitar and you're going into worship?
You know, I love it because it's not necessarily an artist coming to bring their songs. What I love is that the last one that we had probably four or five people there who were instrumentalists. They all brought their instruments and I would lead a song, and then one of the other guys would lead a song, and then another one would spontaneously start leading a song. And the whole group would begin to sing this. Now, at start, it could have just been a one-person show sort of thing. But what I love about it is there's no PA. There's nothing. There's no stage. It's just literally enthroning God over the area with our praise and our worship. And it's a community thing. It's like all of the body can do this.
A little bit like the whole band arriving at the park
yeah.
for music practice on Sunday. So could you see that sort of happening? The idea that everybody turns up and this is not only music practice, but this is an outreach event at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you what, the fear. I mean, the moment you mention Jesus' name, now we preach a lot in public. We go and do this. This has been our thing. But since COVID hit, there was this silence that almost came over us and over evangelists especially, this silence that locked us down. And now it's like this worship in public, it's reigniting that fire again. I think about an hour into worship, people just began to get so impacted by God and fearlessness and boldness and a fire from God that they just didn't even care what they look like anymore. So going and sharing the gospel after it was just a walk in the park. It was amazing.
So just since the beginning of last year and the way that people are open to somebody who is going into a worship experience out in the open, mm-hmm. that actually delivers people of fear. And you've actually seen this come upon people who've been there exposed to your music.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And where do you do this, Nathan? Because I know that in your home city in Brisbane, there are some council bans on Christian activity in the main mm-hmm. Queen Street Mall. Do you have to find yourself a place outside of the mall or in one of the surrounding parks?
Well, the first one that we went to was a park near Logan. Now, it's a very... It's a hidden away park, but lots of families go there, and there's a lot of drugs that go on there, and a lot of homeless people that sleep there. So, hence why we targeted it. We just thought, okay, this is the place to enthrone all of heaven over this place. And so, we found that place, and then the next one that we're doing is on 9/11. Now, we felt that 11th of the 9th, so the 11th of September, was a very significant date. We had it highlighted to multiple people that we're connected to, and they're saying there's something about 9/11, there's something about that. And so we locked in the Brisbane Botanical Gardens as the next one. And we're just going to, I went there with the team and we checked out different areas and went, okay, this is the area. And we've dropped a pin drop on there. And the plan is that we meet in the Brisbane Botanical Gardens, worship, whatever happens, you know, it's totally Holy Spirit led from then on. It's like, if there's a homeless person, let's go and love. Let's go and see how we can bless them. If there's a business person, let's just be the hands and feet of Jesus. So it's really quite amazing.
Did you have to seek some sort of a permit to be able to sing songs in a park?
Well, it's interesting. In the family parks, because we don't have a PA, we can just rock up and begin to sing. The only thing is with the Brisbane Botanical Gardens, I thought, my goodness, if we get 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 people rocking up, it could look a little different. It could look more like a worship protest. But we want to just keep it. If heaps of people get on this, we want to split it. So we don't want big events. We don't want, all right, we're going to make this massive thing. A certain amount of leaders are just going to be known for it. No, this is like, if it gets bigger, it's time to split out. It's time to actually go empower people that are coming to these to go and do it in their own backyard. So we're hoping that this big gathering that we're doing in the Botanical Gardens is going to split out to possibly seven other leaders that will then have seven leaders each, so they can then multiply this out. And eventually, we're hitting a Saturday in 50 different regions, 50 different states. Not states, but, you know,
localities,
suburbs. Yeah, yeah. On the one day. And I just think that's really special. And it's unified and it doesn't look massive.
So small and intimate is going to be best. Otherwise, it looks like you're there just for a performance. And I suspect here this idea of not drawing attention to yourself as much as what you do when you are leading worship, you're drawing attention to the one who is to be worshipped and trying to deflect attention from yourself. That doesn't mean, of course, that you don't put your best foot forward and you make your best presentation. But this idea of worshipping, it gives glory to God. It takes the focus off the individual.
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you turn up in the park on your own, or do you say to a few friends, let's gather together, or does this become something like an organised event?
No, so we're trying to steer clear of organised events because we had an event called Catch the Wave. Now, that was an organised event. My wife and I spent ages trying to get the council approval for the Kings Beach Amphitheatre. We went there. It was, don't get me wrong, it was phenomenal. We had countless people, after the gospel was shared, come down to the ocean site, and person after person, with about seven of our leaders in the water, baptizing. And as they came up out of the water, they were filled with the fire of God. Like, they were speaking in tongues as they came out of the baptism of water. It was absolutely beautiful. But we feel like if we're going to empower the body of Christ to do this around the world, literally globally, there's no way that people are... We don't want the excuses. We don't want the excuse of, I just have to wait for a PA system to be purchased. I don't have to wait for a guest speaker to come. It's like, talk to your seven closest friends and just say, hey, let's just go to the park together and worship. And then let's see what God does. So it's really easy.
Is there going to be a YouTube channel that people can go to, or all sorts of other social media platforms? Are you going to be uploading visual images so that people can be inspired by what you're doing?
I think the idea is to keep it as far away from a person's image and far away from a person's name that we can, without not taking photos, of course, without not taking videos. So we're trying to direct it all back to theharvest.org.au. We want to try and keep all of the photos, videos, exciting things that God is doing coming through that platform. And it's not anyone in particular. It's literally the body owns theharvest.org. It's beautiful. And so if they can go there and actually register for the events or even like the page on Facebook, you can then be notified about all of the upcoming events in Australia. Globally, I believe that's going to be a whole nother plethora that we haven't even looked into yet.
Globally, you'd like to reach around 50 nations. Is that the case?
Absolutely. So we are meeting with about 500 or 600 people from different nations over Zoom. Now, as you know, no great move of God will happen without prayer. So we are praying with these people from all over the world. And there's people in Pakistan joining us. You know, there's people from India, all sorts of strange and beautiful places. And so we're about to release the call out and say, hey, why don't you go do this in your neighborhood, if it's possible, without getting shot? I mean, in China at the moment. Let's try to do this globally and then get the videos sent back so we can celebrate it and testify God's goodness globally.
Wow. No stage, no platform, but servants to all, whether you're in a park, whether you're at the beach, you could be on a street corner in your town, you could be in the central CBD of your capital city. Nathan Fawcett, he's a musician and worshipper. We've been talking about the focus on pop-up worship, an expectation that there are going to be lots of people who are going to be so inspired to do something in your local community, reaching out to the lost. And as Nathan says, there is a dramatic reaction from people who are exposed to pop-up worship. And the attention's not on the singer or the musician, the artist. The attention is on Christ alone. You mentioned a website, theharvest.org.au, and a central catchment area. So for listeners today, Nathan, if they want to connect with you and connect with others who are going to be doing pop-up worship events in their town or their city, that's where you'll find the details, theharvest.org.au. Nathan Fawcett, and look, let me just say, when I said to Nathan, oh, I'll mention your new album that's just been released recently, he said, no, let's save that for another time. Let's not take the attention away from the worshipper and pop-up worship. Nathan Fawcett, theharvest.org.au. Nathan, thanks for sharing your heart with us today on 2020.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.